live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil Éireann's health service is in a state of absolute chaos. Meanwhile, a measles outbreak has been declared in Donegal with a link to a third-level institution in Galway. An internal investigation into alleged breaches of discipline by Garda Keith Harrison has been halted following the issuing of a High Court order yesterday. And a winning Euro Millions ticket has been sold in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First in news, a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil Éireann's health service is in a state of absolute chaos. Deputy Pearse Doherty was speaking earlier today as around 500 GPs held a protest outside Leinster House. Deputy Doherty says with another strike by members of the INMO scheduled for tomorrow and the PNA's decision to escalate industrial action, coupled with the overrun in the cost of the National Children's Hospital, there is an urgent need for accountability. He told the Dáil Simon Harris is not the man for the job.
The grand sum of all of this, Minister, is that we have a health system in a state of absolute and utter chaos. The situation in respect of the National Children's Hospital has descended into the realm of farcical. This morning we learned from the Irish Times that senior officials from the HSC and the Department of Health who sat in that hospital steering group were flagging from October 2017 and nearly every month after that the soaring costs in respect of the Children's Hospital. Yet the Minister maintains he wasn't informed or he wasn't made aware of the cost overrun until August 2018. Now that timelapse, Minister, doesn't sound credible. But even if we do take Minister Harris at face value, that doesn't explain why it took until November for the Minister to bring it to the attention of the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue. The public don't have confidence in the Minister or indeed this government in this area, and there has to be accountability. Any of the myriad of issues that I raised at the beginning are enough in themselves, Minister, but combined they're an illustration that there is something seriously and fundamentally wrong when it comes to health. The fact is, there is incompetence and dysfunction at the top of the health service. It is crying out for direction and has been for many, many years, and it is crying out for leadership.
Thank you,
and when will the penny drop in your government that the Minister for Health is simply not up to the job?
Meanwhile, doctors don't want to meet their patients in the supermarket and know that they are only getting substandard care. That's according to the Vice President of the National Association of General Practitioners, who held the protest outside Leinster House earlier. They're calling for a reversal of cuts to the sector that were made during the recession, saying that patients are suffering. NAGP Vice President Dr. Breed Walsh says there's a recruitment crisis with 26 communities in Ireland without a local doctor.
The general public probably do know that the vast majority of their GPs care greatly for them. They live in the community with them, they go to school with their kids, they shop in the shops with them. I don't want to meet my friends who are my patients in Tesco and know full well that they're getting a substandard level of care and that I am the public face of that care.
A measles outbreak has been declared in Donegal with a link to a third-level institution in Galway. So far, there are two confirmed cases. Measles is transmitted through direct contact with an infected person or through the air when the infected person coughs or sneezes. Anyone who may suspect they or their child have symptoms of the disease are urged to contact their GP before visiting. Greg Hughes has more.
The HSE says measles infections typically cause rash, fever, red eyes and a cough or runny nose. The rash usually starts 4 days after the other symptoms, beginning on the forehead, spreading behind the ears and then down the trunk. Measles infections can have serious complications such as pneumonia, seizures and inflammation of the brain. 1 to 2 people out of every 1,000 who become infected with measles will die. The HSE says while the majority of children in Donegal still receive the MMR vaccine, the numbers have been dropping slightly over the past few years. As soon as vaccination rates fall, however, the HSE says old diseases re-emerge, and this is why measles outbreaks are occurring in Ireland and across Europe. To prevent further infections, people who are diagnosed with measles are advised to stay away from school, college, work and public places for 4 days following the onset of the rash.
Theresa May will visit Dublin on Friday, the Taoiseach has confirmed. Leo Varadkar was speaking after meeting European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels. Both men again stressed that the Irish backstop is not open for renegotiation. The British Prime Minister is due to travel to Brussels tomorrow to discuss the continuing Brexit impasse. The Taoiseach says she'll then visit Ireland on Friday.
I'll be meeting Prime Minister May on Friday. She'll be coming tomorrow. She's coming to Dublin on Friday evening. We'll have dinner together and we'll have an opportunity as well to discuss the situation and work together to chart a way forward.
An internal investigation into alleged breaches of discipline by Garda Keith Harrison has been halted following the issuing of a High Court order yesterday. Garda Harrison, who is currently based in Donegal, gave evidence before the Disclosures Tribunal. Carleen Orr has more.
Garda Harrison denies any misconduct, and last year he began proceedings against the Garda Commissioner, claiming that the investigation was the result of certain adverse comments made about him in an interim report by the chair of the Disclosures Tribunal, Mr. Justice Peter Charlton. His lawyers argued that the tribunal's comments cannot have any legal implications, nor can they be relied upon by the Garda Commissioner to discipline Garda Harrison, and therefore the investigation should be prohibited. Last October, the Garda secured permission from the High Court to bring a judicial review proceedings, seeking to have the decision to commence an investigation halted. Yesterday, Garda Harrison's senior counsel Mark Harty told Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan that following talks between the sides, it had been agreed that the court could make an order quashing the decision to appoint an officer to investigate alleged breaches of discipline by the Garda. Counsel also told the court that an order of cause could be made in his favour.
Plans are said to be progressing well to establish a business support unit in Donegal. It's envisaged that four meetings between Donegal County Council and business leaders will take place annually in different parts of the county beginning on March the 1st. Officials are also promising a concierge-style service which will offer tailored support to existing businesses and potential investors. It's believed staff will be assigned to the project shortly. Councillor Kieran Brogan says these initiatives are vital to meet the challenges faced by businesses in Donegal.
We need to continue to support the existing businesses that we have, but also with new businesses looking to invest in the county. We must give a commitment that across the different directors of the council that we're proactive, where they're working closely with the businesses, working hand in hand to try and fast track any new project where there might be jobs, new jobs involved. It's important that we send out that strong message as a council, and I'm happy now that on the 1st of March, the first of the meetings will take place.
And the council promising that those meetings will discuss in detail relationships between businesses and the council and what the council can do to facilitate businesses. A lot of businesses are going to say the first thing the council can do to support them is to have an overhaul and a reassessment of the rate system.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of businesses are fighting hard for, because the reevaluation system that has taken place in many other parts of the country hasn't happened as of yet here in Donegal, and something that I have been raising for some time. But there's many areas of concern for business, and some can be only simple things. And it's important for we as a council in Donegal that we're seeing by all business people to have an open door policy, to come and to have a discussion about whether it be a planning application, whether it's the existing business, or whatever opportunities that they might feel are available to them. That has always been challenging here in Donegal, but the people of Donegal have always been a resilient people. A strong message needs to go out to all the members in the executive of the council that every job is very important, whether it's one job, five jobs, 10 jobs or 50 jobs.
Meanwhile, a regional enterprise plan for the Northwest will be launched in the coming weeks. It's one of nine tailored plans for regions across the country, with the first of them being launched in the Midlands today. Business and Enterprise Minister Heather Humphreys says the plans will help the regions to meet their potentials.
I see huge potential for regions to come up with even more new ideas through the process. So what we want them to do is to build on their strengths, address any weaknesses they have, filling in any gaps so that each region can present itself as a good place to do business.
A public meeting in Moff has been told that Local Link hopes to extend the bus service from Moff to Buncrana to a three-day-a-week service running three times a day. Councillor Jack Murray says the meeting was well attended last evening and shows that there is a clear demand for the service. He's praised Local Link, saying the company is showing a real interest in meeting the needs of the community.
A very, very positive meeting, I think. It was very well attended, and fair to Local Link, they were very positively engaging with everybody who was there. They took all concerns on board and committed to put in a funding application to run a bus service from Muff to Moncrana on 3 days a week, three times a day. And at times it would really suit the concerns of the community. Very, very positive, and I hope this application, when it's completed, would be successful. And Local Link have agreed to come back in 2 to 3 weeks' time. They'll come through myself, and I'll spread word within the local community, and we'll discuss this further, and hopefully it'll be the outcome that we've been looking for.
As you say, the problem with a service like this is always going to be that there will be demand, but be at different times for different services and in different areas, so trying to marry one with the other is always going to be a challenge. You believe in this instance that balance can be found and a timetable can be derived which meets the needs of the community while remaining viable for Local Link itself?
Exactly, and that's why I think Local Link were very, very good. They wanted to hear, they didn't just want to put on a bus for the sake of it. They wanted to hear when the people wanted it and when it would be most needed. So that's it. It will suit people, hopefully, to do their shopping. People go to the medical centre, and for those that want to stay on later in the evening for social activities, I think it'll be perfect. If this application is successful, it would suit down to the ground. And I would thank and commend Local Link for such a positive engagement. I think it's a great credit to that organisation.
The new Donegal Tourism Brochure for 2019 has officially been launched. The third edition of the brochure, which is distributed throughout Ireland, the UK, America, France and Germany, highlights amenities and resources as well as Donegal's picturesque scenery. Barney McLaughlin is Donegal County Council's Head of Tourism.
This is our new 2019 brochure. It's an enlarged brochure. It's now up to 60 pages. It's very colourful, very bright and very informative. And it's now out there for the trade. Distribution of that brochure has now started this week around all our tourist information points, both nationally and internationally. We have been using the brochure both last weekend at the Holiday World Show in Dublin, and this week we've been using it in Victoria Square Shopping Centre in Belfast. The thing about the brochure is it's a directory of what the county has to offer, and it drives people to the website, and it's up to the trade then to put their special offers up onto the website, and they then sell their product direct to the consumer.
Are you confident, Barney, that 2019 is going to be a good season for Donegal, and not only the summer, but the extended season as well?
We're not just a summer season county anymore. We have hotels that are opened 365 days of the year. We have product providers and services that are open 365 days of the year. That's from surf schools across the equestrian to activity providers. They're open 365 days of the year. They provide services. They're open. They're out there, and there is activities. There's things to do. There's activities that people can participate in, and there are rooms to be had at great rates 365 days of the year. It's not just from the summer season. It's from January through to December, and some great festivals and events can be had throughout that period also.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with Gaelic Games. The GAA have recorded significant drops in both attendance and gate receipts for 2018. The association's annual financial report recorded a drop in gate receipts by 14% to €29.6 million, while attendances across the hurling and football championships are down by 18%. Despite there being 6 more football championship games, attendances fell by close to 113,000 people. St Mary's are the first side through to this year's semi-finals of the Sigerson's Cup. The 2017 champions were 15 points to 13 victors over Maynooth University. Mary's will face the winners of tonight's meeting between UCD and DCU. That is one of 3 games taking place this evening. Donegal backs Conor Morrison and Brendan McCall will feature for DCU in that game. Last year's beaten finalists, NUI Galway, take on University Ulster in Abbottstown in Dublin. Kilcar's Ryan McEwen, Killybeg's own Ben Geller, are set to play for the Jordanstown side there. The other game is UCC against IT Carlow. Well, Donegal play Tipperary in their third game in Division 2 of the Alliance League this coming Sunday, where a win at Semple Stadium in Thurles would maintain their top position in the standings with 3 wins and a break to come in the series. A young Donegal side has grounded out victories over Clare and Meath in the opening 2 games, and Ryan McHugh says Division 2 is a good place to learn.
I suppose if you lose a game in Division 1, you know, you're looking at relegation straight away, you know. So I suppose Division 2, it's a wee bit easier maybe, as you said, to regroup, and just if things don't go right, you know, it might be a wee bit easier just to solve it, I suppose. But I think, you know, as I said, mistakes are going to happen, you know, and different sort of things like that, and as I've shown in the games, mistakes have happened, but I think they've reacted really well to it, and as Fed got over the line in the two games, which is ultimately the most important thing.
Ryan McHugh there, speaking ahead of Donegal against Tipperary. GAA President John Horne will be among a number of special guests at the night with Donegal GAA Greats Banquet, honouring Brian McAniff at the Mount Argyll Hotel in Letterkenny on Friday week, February 15th. Monies raised on the night will go to the Donegal GAA Training Fund. The event, which was launched back in December, is almost sold out, and those planning to attend are advised to get their tickets as soon as possible. Later on tonight here in Highland, it's on a Wednesday evening, as usual. It's the GAA programme with Tom Comack. His special guest this week will be Mick McColgan, former Donegal and St Michael's player who has been inducted into the St Michael's Hall of Fame. Usual throne time there is at 8:30. Now to soccer. The Republic of Ireland amateur squad will play a home-based Ireland under-21 side tonight in Dublin. Three North West players will be involved. Fred Harp's Sam Todd and Sligo Rovers' Jack Keeney have been part of Stephen Kenny's under-21 squad this week, which sees them conclude a three-day training camp with tonight's game at Home Farm. On the opposite side will be Conor Tourish. He earned his spot in the amateur squad through his solid performances for Letterkenny Rovers this season. Manchester City can replace Liverpool to top of the Premier League table tonight. A win of any kind away to Everton will see them replace Jurgen Klopp's side at the summit on goal difference. Kick-off at Goodison Park is 7:45. Liverpool legend Ian Rush is expecting to see more twists and turns in the title race.
No, we've had a bit of good luck, and I think not bad luck with injuries and all that. Maybe that is a bit bad luck, but it's only a blip and all that. So it's 13 games to go, and even when we won the league, now we weren't talking about winning the league 13 games to go. It goes down to the final month of the season, and I think that'll do exactly the same.
The FA Cup fifth round lineup will be completed tonight. West Brom entertain Brighton in the last of the fourth round replays, with the winners earning a home tie with Derby. That one gets underway at 8:05 at the Hawthorns. All 12 Scottish Premiership sides are in action tonight as well. Second place Rangers travel to third place Aberdeen, which is 2 points separating the clubs in the table. Both teams will desperately want the 3 points as they look to keep the pressure on the leaders Celtic. Brendan Rodgers' side are at home to managerless Hibernian this evening. Bottom of the table, St Mirren will be looking for their first league win since before Christmas when they entertain Motherwell. Dundee to go on Kilmarnock. Hamilton host St Johnstone, and Livingston go to Hearts. PCC Fulcara won today's FAI Schools Junior B Boys Ulster Cup final. The Donegal side beat the Royal School of Cavan 4-3 in the decider. Calvin Murray scored two, while Kyle McMullen and Blake McGarvey bagged the other goals for PCC in that one today. Finally, in rugby, Ulster head coach Dan McFarlane says it's a massive boost that Marcel Kutes has committed his future to the province. The South African flanker has signed a 3-year contract extension, keeping him at Belfast until at least the summer of 2022. Kutes has topped the stats table for Ulster this year with carries, tackles and turnovers, both in the Pro 14 and in the Heineken Champions Cup. That's it from the sports desk for today. Next bulletin as usual tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Simon Harris says proceeding with the new National Children's Hospital is the best option for taxpayers. The Health Minister has said he believes the €1.4 billion price tag for construction of the hospital is good value for money. The Minister claims he was unaware of the scale of the significant rise in the cost of the hospital for almost a year after issues around the price were first raised. Minister Simon Harris told the Oireachtas Health Committee he stands over the project proceeding.
The overrun which you refer is a projected overrun, and I'm not being pedantic about this, but the reason I'm making that point is there's some benefit to being projected rather than actual at the moment, because it does give us a chance to try and mitigate further against the costs, and that's what we're all going to try and do, and what's what we're going to try and do through the PwC process as well. But when I had three options, this option represented the best value for taxpayers because it delivers the hospital.
A number of community employment supervisors and assistant supervisors in Donegal are set to strike on Monday week next, February the 18th. The one-day nationwide strike will coincide with protests at the Department of Finance and government offices in six towns, including Letterkenny. The industrial action is in response to a 10-year dispute over pensions. 1,250 staff, represented by SIPTU and FORSA, have no access to an occupational pension scheme despite a 2008 Labour Court recommendation. More than 250 supervisors have already retired with no occupational pension since the Labour Court recommendation was published. Niall Shanahan is Communications Officer with Trade Union Forsa.
It's close now to 11 years since we had 2008 a Labour Court recommendation concerning nationwide we have 1,250 staff who have no access to any occupational pension scheme despite a recommendation from the Labour Court that they should have one. So we have in that time, we have more than 250 supervisors who have retired with no occupational pension, and we have roughly between 30 and 40 retiring each year. A number of protests are going to take place in the day between 12 noon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they will take place in a number of locations, including the Department of Finance offices on Merrion Street in Dublin, and also at the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection in Letterkenny. So we will have altogether six locations around the country where these protests will take place on the day.
And despite this being a long-running dispute, will the union remain open to further discussions in a bid to resolve it?
Absolutely. That is always our position. What we're looking for here is justice for these 1,250 staff who provide community employment supervision. These are vital community services, and they have a long-standing place in the communities in which they serve. And really, all we're looking to do is to resolve this dispute by engaging with the government on how they intend to implement the Labour Court recommendation, which, as I say, was made almost 11 years ago, and we still have had zero engagement from the government on how this could or should be implemented.
And finally, a winning EuroMillions ticket has been sold in Donegal. The EuroMillions Plus Draw ticket worth over €500,000 was sold at Barclays newsagent in Raphoe. The winning numbers for last night's draw are 2, 12, 33, 42 and 44. For weather now, there will be a mixture of clear spells and scattered showers across this evening. A band of heavy rain will spread eastwards late this evening and early tonight, with a risk of sleet, hail and thunder in places. Lowest temperatures of 0 to 2 degrees, with moderate to fresh southerly winds veering westerly overnight. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil Éireann's health service is in a state of absolute chaos. Deputy Pearce Doherty was speaking earlier today as around 500 GPs held a protest outside Leinster House, calling for a reversal of cuts to the sector made during the recession. A measles outbreak has been declared in Donegal, with a link to a third level institution in Galway. So far there are two confirmed cases. An internal investigation into alleged breaches of discipline by Garda Keith Harrison has been halted following the issuing of a High Court order yesterday. Garda Harrison, who is currently based in Donegal, gave evidence before the Disclosures Tribunal. And the new Donegal Tourism Brochure for 2019 has officially been launched. The third edition of the brochure, which is distributed throughout Ireland, the UK, America, France and Germany, highlights local amenities and resources as well as Donegal's picturesque scenery. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February the 4th. The death has taken place of Ellen Bradley, née Hegarty of Derby, England, and formerly Maharis Burnfoot. Funeral Mass on Thursday afternoon, the 14th of February at 2 o'clock in the English Martyrs Roman Catholic Church, Derby, with burial afterwards in Bolton St Mary's Churchyard. The death has taken place of Margaret McElhinney, 50 Main Street, Clawdy. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Friday, going to St Patrick's Church, Clawdy, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Maureen McDevitt, Drumquin, County Tyrone. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, 20 Omer Road, Drumquin. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Evelyn McMonagall of Bath Terrace Lane, Moville. Remains are reposing at Collins's funeral premises, Culdaff. Visiting time this evening from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock until 5:30, with removal at 5:30 to St Pius X Church, Moville, to arrive at 6 o'clock. Funeral requiem mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. The death has occurred of Arthur Key, Glencross Rathmullen and formerly Keys Hotel, Main Street, Stranorder. His remains are reposing at his home in Glencross Rathmullen. The house is strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral leaving his home following prayers tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for private cremation in Lakeland's crematorium at 1 o'clock. A celebration of Arthur's life will be held in Keys Hotel, Stranorder tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Everyone welcome. The death has taken place of Noel Hassan, 55 Mullamesh, Feeney, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence, with funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:15 for 12 noon requiem mass in St Mary's Church, Bangor, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only and donations if desired in lieu to the North West Cancer Centre or Macmillan Cancer Support, Kev McLaughlin, Funeral Directors. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Jimmy Ward, Bartley, Meanmore, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Burtonport, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Tony Wilkinson, Kokodorka, Tarotti, Remelton. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral service in St Paul's Parish Church, Remelton, tomorrow afternoon at 3:15. Cremation on Friday at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 3 o'clock. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to heart services, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Margaret Duffy, Dargan, Portsallan, Fannage. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to St. Columbus Church Mass Mount for 11 o'clock requiem mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon Scott Funeral Director.